Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, I'm just chilling. Hey, it's like 6:30 here, and I know it's early. You know, some of you guys are going to work, some of you guys just going home. I know, but man, I can't. You know, I can't just. I don't have a schedule. You know, I don't do shit at a certain time. I was doing that Sunday show at 6 o'clock. I did that for years. But I'm more into what my life dictates now. I want to do shit that comes to me as it does. So, what am I talking about this morning? I'm only one person. I know you motherfuckers think that I got 7 clones. And them motherfuckers is all over the place fucking with everybody, but I don't have that. I'm only one person. Now, me and my friend, you know, I don't have any real friends except for those motherfuckers that was pimps. Well, actually, I take that back because I got Steve Dean. He's my friend. He wasn't ever no damn pimp. But what I'm saying is I don't really have those, you know, types of friends now that I could just be real with. The only time I get to feel my sincerity is when I'm kicking it with you guys. It, you know, I used to be able to call a motherfucker and kick it with him, blah, blah, blah. But that's not what's happening now. But what I'm saying is I remember when my partner, Shantae, I remember we used to ride down the motherfucking stroll. And we would wonder, man, what do you think this shit gonna be like in 20 years, man? We would ask each other that shit. But of course, we would be influenced by the game that we was in. And we was seeing shit in rose-colored glasses. Because what I'm saying is everything is rosy. In a fucking rose-colored glasses. What I'm saying is we was both in our 20s. This is a long time ago, fellas. We was in our 20s. And we couldn't imagine it being the way it is now. But at the same time, we'd acknowledge to each other, man, there's a lot of suckers in this motherfucking shit, man. And one day they can fucking ruin this shit. That's why we got to keep it an exclusive club. Like it or not, whether we liked it or not, we knew the streets was going to slow down. We knew every 2 or 3 times a year, the streets slow down. They get fucked up. because somebody is whatever trying to make some impression on politics or whatever. What I'm saying is, if you was a fly motherfucker like me, like Champagne, like Joe Cato, like the Wicked Cricket, like Hollywood G, and I know I haven't mentioned several motherfuckers, so I ain't dissing you. I don't have time to mention all you motherfuckers, but what I'm saying is, we all had shit our way because we was fly, and when the shit got fucked up, we had our hoes working them books. We had our hoes working them books. Listen, if you just want money, you can get it on call service. You can get it on any of these methods that you guys use. But if you want to be about money, you got to have plans that's going to get you money in the times that's lean. So my point, what I'm saying, even now, me and my nigga Tate, we wouldn't revert to no motherfucking out calls. We wouldn't fuck with any kind of shit that's going to, like, control our dough or the flow of how we get paid. Now, alas, that was then, and this is now. We fast forward 30, 35 years, and I have to deal with you guys and let you understand. You may as well accept your fate like a man, and if you pimping, sit in that goddamn bitch and deal with what happens. And if you just a square motherfucker like me, catch that bitch, let that motherfucking bitch know where you coming from, and deal with what happens. If you a pimp, send that bitch after the trap. If you a motherfucker just fucking with bitches, send that bitch after what you doing. I'm just saying. If I was in your goddamn, I must be kicking some shit. I'm hiccuping. Hold on 1 second. Got to get some water. Y'all know me. It has been like this for some years. Whenever I get to kicking some real fly shit, I get the hiccups. I don't know why. But I do. Even when I'm fucking with a bitch. When I'm saying some shit and I'm flowing, I get the heat coming. Oh my God. It don't stop me though. I just realized that I'm heat cupping. And then I time my heat cups so that I can use my words before I heat cup. You know, I use my words, then I heat cup. I mean, you got to do that kind of, at least I do. I don't know what the fuck you got to do. Actually, you ain't got to do shit. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do. I do certain things so I can have a certain kind of life. So, I'm saying, I'm serious when I say this. I'll be doing all I can to make Sidewalk University available to you motherfuckers. And if I were you, I would be doing all I can to get in Sidewalk University's next semester. You know that shit is starting April 1st. I mean, the reason being, you know, dudes today don't have no backbone. Dudes today rely on pure bullshit. At SWU, I formally help you to develop a spine. And within 2 weeks of enrolling in the semester beginning, 2 weeks, I'm going to change the way you talk to yourself. You are not going to allow bullshit to come into your motherfucking head. Why? Because we know those are lies. I'm going to show you. I'm going to prove it to you. What I'm saying is, don't, you know, miss out on this shit because you're hanky. Miss out on this shit if you ain't got the money. Miss out on this shit if you in jail and you hearing this shit. But whatever you do, if you free and you got the money, don't miss out on this. Because every particular semester I offer whatever, I had pandemic shit going. But I told you, as the pandemic shit improved, my prices was going back up. And they all the way back to normal. But I still offer deals. So what I'm offering, instead of $13.50, you can spend $8.50. Get the whole shebang. I ain't finna explain what the whole shebang is. I don't care if you don't know what it is, so you don't want to send your money. I know a hell of motherfuckers is in my motherfucking group right now. Hell of motherfuckers then went through my group. Some of them passed, some of them didn't. A lot of them didn't. But what I'm saying, nobody is mad at me. Because I give them real things to accomplish. And I'm going to give you real things to accomplish. And when you accomplish any of those things, it's up to you to, like, pat yourself on the back. Because I ain't finna pat you on the back, motherfucker. This is the kind of shit you supposed to be doing. You think I'm going to give you credit for eating? You motherfucker. So what I'm saying, fellas, if you snooze, you gonna lose. And I don't think I'm going to really offer any other deals like enrolling now and only paying $8.50. Normally, $13.50. You do the math. See, the thing is, I'm getting up there in age. But I remember, I'm telling y'all, I remember seeing this black lady. She was celebrating her 110th birthday. And she was with the Obamas. Now, after they talked about whatever, blah, 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 how she lived, this long, blah, blah, blah. She said she was to show she was healthy. She got up and did a little jig, a little dance with Michelle. That shit gave me a lot of hope. I could be fucking 120. Or, you know, I could be 60 and die. But I'm not 60 and die because I'm already 68. My point. People don't understand the reality of real life. They don't accept the reality of repercussions. All these people, all these white people that's trying to make everything go back to the Jim Crow days, they want to make sure niggas can't vote, Mexicans can't vote, Chinese can't vote. They want to make sure they motherfucking can win. What I'm saying is this. We already lost a whole bunch of whoever the fuck we lost in the 60s and, you know, early 70s. All for voting rights. I mean, we went through all that because we were saying once we get this shit passed, you know, we gonna be a motherfucker because we gonna be the only country that really is about this. But yet, and still, motherfuckers can go totally against that based on some pure bullshit. And you crazy motherfuckers will kind of, well, I wonder. What I'm saying is it really is not about what some motherfuckers say. It's about what they do. Because when that fucking Trump said he's done more for niggas than I am motherfucking president, some niggas agreed. I mean, a lot of niggas agreed. Now, today there's a lot of niggas with some money. Not a lot of money, but they have some money. And that fucking Trump was saying shit that was about, you know, money for the people that got money. But what I'm saying is, everybody, if they can, should have some money. But if they can't, that don't mean you shouldn't be able to vote. That don't mean you shouldn't be able to think of what you want in your life and vote for that. But these motherfucking peckerwoods is trying to take it back to where you came. And what I'm saying is, since so many motherfuckers in the United States is jumping on this shit, they want to blame Trump. Now, this is one thing that I'm not going to blame on Trump. I will say that he is the catalyst of what made this happen, if that's the case, resurfacing after 50, 60 years. But this country, white people, has never accepted niggas as equal. Never. Back in the whatever years when them laws was passed, they had to do it. So they did. So Trump, when he came and said, fuck a nigga, fuck a Mexican, fuck a motherfucker that ain't white, what he did, he didn't start that. He just let them see, all the people, that it's okay to think it and say it and act on it. Trump did that. Now, they didn't just start trying to kill niggas or fuck over niggas. So we've been ready for the shit, but we weren't ready for the shit because a lot of niggas tell me, man, this is not a democracy. This country ain't never been real democracy. They always had a way to fake it. And then when the fake shit get caught, we get the shit we get now. They got fake. The filibuster, you can't do it because it would be such a fucked up thing to do. But I think it was 5 years ago, Mitch McConnell show changed it. And it wasn't going to be fucked up because it was going to be for whatever he wanted. But he showed, as far as the Senate, changed it. Why? Because they had the majority. What I'm saying is the same thing, changing the filibuster. It's the fucked upest thing to do now. Because the Democrats got the majority and they can change it. So fuck, if a Democrat would have said, man, that's the fucked upest thing we could do, changing the filibuster. You know they did say it. But what did them motherfucking Republicans do? They changed it. Why? Because they could. That's the only reason they did it. That's why this country had the kind of rules and laws that it had. Just like that motherfucker that killed all them Asians. Oh, this wasn't racially motivated. They want to get this motherfucker action because he said that. Well, if it wasn't racially motivated, it was so sexually motivated because he only killed bitches. You can't get around the hate crime. But watch these fucking peckerwoods. Watch these peckerwoods with George Floyd. And gave him a bunch of money. So the legality of it is forfeited. Watch and see. I mean, I ain't saying the George Floyd family is with that. they do need to be compensated if that's the case. But I'm saying that compensation don't mean the punishment don't supposed to happen. But that's what Pecker Woods is thinking. Well, we gave them $12 million. Yeah, but you took their son on TV. All right, man, so I ain't really into this. This ain't what I really want to talk about. You got motherfuckers. I mean, a lot of motherfuckers thinking that I'm just a hustler. And I'm hustling every dude that fucks with me. Even after Sidewalk University's success, even after so many graduates, alumni, have expressed their love for this institution, people still believe I'm trying to hustle them. You know, then there are some people who think so highly of my product is that, you know, they'll pirate it. This is like Snoop Dogg shit. Motherfucker downloads it and steals it and starts selling it. I ain't hustling. And as those motherfucking dudes who stole my shit will tell you, as soon as the motherfucking customers have any questions, they get busted. Because they can't answer the questions going along with that course. Because they don't have a game. They do know sales. And they do know how to pirate shit. So they can pirate it and sell it to the fall off. I didn't have, I think, 7. It might be more, but I think 7 motherfuckers pirate my shit and sell it. But they only made the motherfuckers that bought it want to fuck with me. See, I provide a complete environment. Oh, shit. I forgot to get, man, you motherfuckers ain't the ass. You motherfuckers ain't even put up no calls. Call in. God damn it. 845-277-9263. I was on StreamYard page, wasn't even paying attention to this vlog talk, and you motherfuckers ain't calling me in. You know, I'm the kind of dude, you know me, I will get off. I ain't finna beg you to call me in. So if I don't get no calls, fuck you and damn me. But, like I was saying, I provide a complete environment where those motherfuckers who choose to can learn the intricate ways of my course, can learn the positive effects of knowing what a conversation is for. I'm just saying, I provide it all. Otherwise, what I said is I was able to put into the course information that you'll definitely need explained. 718, I seen you just pop up. What's happening with you, brother?
Hey, bud.
What's happening?
You're right about what you were saying and what has happened now. Everything that we went through and our ancestors went through as people, now is happening to everybody else in other cultures, and so now they see and is experiencing what we've been going through for hundreds of years.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
All I got to say.
Hey, the fucking Chinamen, Japs, yeah, they did all they did with the railroads and all this shit when the motherfuckers first came, but some kind of way it wasn't the same kind of racism, overt racism that we was already living through. Now, them motherfuckers is getting the overt fuck you you ain't shit racism like them Jim Crows used to do to niggas. You know, a strange fruit hanging from them trees. That's really Nina Simone, somebody, I forgot who made that. But that's really a song about niggas getting hung and they be hanging from the tree. I said, we live this. Go ahead.
Dred Scott versus Sanford. That's enough said right there. You the three fifths of a human being who have no rights that we are bound to respect.
We just gotta, you know, get past that shit, man. Hold on, man. 631, what's up?
What's happening, bud? Man, it's Mac. What's happening, man?
I'm good, bro. How about you?
All right, I'm chilling, man. Hanging in there, bud. Listen, checking out your show, man. I said you said you was falling back a bit, you know. So you ain't gotta be doing an everyday thing. You know what I'm saying? You're doing what you do and you're doing it, man. And hey, I'm here for you, man. I got love for you, man.
Well, man, I appreciate that, man. Both of you brothers, man. You, either one of you got any other questions? Because I got so much shit I want to talk about. I want to get to it.
Oh, shit. Something on the question.
Yes.
Any questions?
That's the last thing.
I'm going to pass on the question for now.
Both of you at the same time. 718, you go first.
My question is this. I'm one of the hip squares, as y'all say. So what's one of the ways, man, that I could really cultivate my game, man, and really polish it and have it the way that I need to have it?
Do you know what a hip square is?
Well...
Yes or no?
Someone, no.
Yes or no?
No. No, I don't.
See, this is what's wrong with you guys. You use these phrases, and these phrases, whether you know it or not, mean something, even to you. But since you don't really know what it means, that's where your confusion comes from, bro. A hip square is a motherfucker that got a job. Listen, a hip square... is a motherfucker that got a job. Let's say he works a graveyard at this job. And no one knows when he goes to work. But when he go to work, and he get off, and let's say getting off at 7 o'clock in the morning, so this motherfucker, instead of going home and going to bed, he going to ride around. He going to get kind of sharp. He gonna ride around. He gonna fuck with all the, you know, teenager bitches, you know, whatever, wherever. And then at about 7 o'clock at night, that motherfucker going to sleep, cause he know he gotta wake up. What I'm saying is a hip square is a motherfucker that has a routine that can make him pretend or will allow him to pretend to be hip. That's why he don't go home and go to bed like people that work graveyard. He go home and then he know playing motherfuckers be out early. You know, they be out doing shit. He know they be out real late too. But he, you know, he understands that he got to go to work. So at one point during the day, which is a point that none of us, because we got regular jobs, think about, he goes to bed so he can go to work. That's what makes him a square. And because he's out there fucking around like he do, that's what make him hip. Do you understand that?
Yep, and I put a wrong label on myself, man, because I basically hustled out in the street, so I ain't never did none of the, you know, I'm your past life line of work. Damn.
Well,
okay,
my thing
man.
Is
Thanks
this, man.
I appreciate that.
My thing is this, man. You guys listen to this shit, me, Tay, whoever, and we be talking whatever shit, but you also been listening to these other fucking fools. These fools have taken phrases, sayings, and they have completely misused them, completely misrepresented them, but then they get on their shows and they talk to people like you, and they get you to motherfucking believe in some kind of bullshit. And then you have to unbelieve the shit when you get the real shit. And the only way you can do that is you decide what's real. You're hearing both sides. You have that bullshit side. Now you're hearing the real side. What do you think? I mean, not the real side. You heard that side over there. Now you're hearing this side. Which side do you think is the real side, bro?
Your side is. Yours and Kay's.
Well, listen. Don't say that because you like me and Kay. Say that because Say that because you see the difference in what I'm explaining to you versus what you thought.
I'm hearing the difference already. So
okay.
I know what I'm hearing.
Okay, That's all I want. You know, hear it real and you know what's going on, me and you cool. Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Peace out, bud. Thanks.
You know what? 313, what's up?
What's the deal, bud? Just want to say appreciate you. And I want to say, everybody, y'all get that course, too. That's $1 million game. But I just wanted to ask, at what point do I use the arsenal or apply the arsenal? I know you said hold off on it and use the, I ain't going to say it, something else, but you know what I mean?
Wait a minute, man. Let me make sure I heard you right. You saying at what point do you use the arsenal?
Yeah.
Man, are you sure you got my course? Because that's a fucking fucked up question to ask.
No, shit. Yeah,
I don't want to hear you. Listen, when a motherfucker say they got my course, woo, 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 and they ask a fucked up question like that, that makes me think they lying. I don't think you got my course, bro.
I'm only at part four right now. I ain't go to
bro,
the second half.
Listen to me.
That's part one
for
sure.
You represented yourself as having my course.
Right.
Well, then, I'm busting you because ain't no way a motherfucker with my course would ask that question.
I'm just saying, bud. And stay on part three. Hold off on it. Don't use it.
Hey, listen to me, man, on the real. What I'm saying is this, partner. Ain't no motherfucker gonna get my shit and then ask a real motherfucking ass backwards question like that. Because the arsenal is the motherfucking beginning of a conversation.
Right.
So for you to motherfucking ask, when do you use it? You just using a word that you heard me use, and you just asking some punk motherfucking question, and you bust it.
And he on chapter.
No, I'm being 1,000, bro.
Because
look,
you're not being 1,000.
On the course,
you don't have my course.
When you explain it on the course, you say don't even use the arsenal. Just go off your confidence. And
hey,
then
listen,
just to goof off that.
Listen, if you bought, listen, man. If you bought one part,
I got all of
that,
it. I got all of it.
Well, why would you ask that goddamn question?
Because I wanted some more clarification. I didn't want to go on
2.0
yet.
Wait. Everybody that's listening, this is why you need SWU. Because when you take this shit and you motherfucking go on your own, this is the kind of bullshit you put in your motherfucking head. He gonna explain to me why he asking a stupid fucking question when he should say, man, I didn't know it was stupid. And leave it alone. Because what I'm saying, motherfucker, Arsenal is from Jump Street.
Right.
And if you didn't get that, if you didn't get that, that's because you didn't really pay attention to the course, and I just can't believe you got it. I mean, I ain't gonna say you don't have it. I ain't gonna say you don't have it because you saying you do. But I'm talking about to ask that asinine fucking question when the arsenal.
You gotta learn it.
What?
Buddy, gotta learn it, bud.
Hey, wait. Let me make your motherfucking ass put you on quiet. I don't need to be interrupted.
Sorry,
in this bullshit you're talking about, you need to learn it. Wait, he do.
Not you, bud. Not you.
Hold on.
If you got it.
Both of you motherfuckers, I don't want to hear none of that shit. What I'm saying to you, caller, yeah, you got to learn it. Look, are you learning it? Yeah, you got the information there. Are you digesting it to where you're going to see the benefit for you so you don't have to be stupid? So when you out there talking to a bitch, you don't have to worry about what you're thinking. What if, how do I? None of that bullshit. Because if you would have listened to the rest of the course and you would have did the activities as it's stated to do, you wouldn't be asking this bullshit. And the reason I know it is because when you come to SWU, I teach you from the course the same shit you had. What I'm saying is this is what you motherfuckers don't know. I'm going to just use a number, 100. Let's say it's 100 things that you can learn in the course. And when you buy the course, you know zero. After studying the course for X amount of whatever time, a couple months, you realize you know 10 specific things that you know you did not know before. You learned 10 things that you can utilize in your everyday life to improve how you move. Won't you think that you got sharp? Yeah, you'll think that until you talk to me, and then I'll let you know this. What about the other 90 things you didn't learn, motherfucker? Yeah, you got sharp because you didn't have zero gain. Now you got some gain. I'll give you that, but you ain't got the gain. And you gonna get the gain fucking with me, because ain't no way you gonna think you doing good with some kind of 10% of what you need to know. No, I'm gonna make sure you get 150% of what you need to know. And what's colder than that, ain't nothing you gonna be doing is gonna be from what I said or you copying off me, because we don't do that. Everything you do coming from you, out your mind, about wherever you at, blah, 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 so it'll work. Now, any one of you motherfuckers, 313-631, any one of you motherfuckers want to talk, you can.
Can I, bud? That's sharp.
You want, honey?
I'm just saying, fellas, you got to realize this kind of shit is going on in this course. I want you to get 100% of it. You know, that's what you call it. That's hip squares. Motherfuckers see what a motherfucker doing, and they get, nigga got that caddy, man, he look cool, like they got his hair like that. Shit, motherfucker got to go to work. But when he get off work, first thing he going to do is go to the beauty salon, get his hair did, get his fingernails did, you know, put on some fly shit and go wherever that's hip, you know. But that motherfucker going to be in the bed at 8 o'clock. Whereas at 8 o'clock, you ain't thinking about the nigga because you ain't really tripping. But 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock is when the real niggas come out. But motherfuckers don't really understand that, because from 8 o'clock to 2 o'clock, real niggas ain't doing nothing but showing up. 3 o'clock to 8 or 9 in the morning, real niggas is where real niggas be at the after hours talking shit. Whereas this motherfucking square that can get off work at 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock, rush home, shower, put on some shit, and come to the after hours talking shit. Be there for an hour, hour and a half, you know, motherfuckers thinking that nigga on the scene. They just a hip square. That's the way it go, fellas. So, let me put y'all back in, and let's get on with some more of this game, because we kicking it. My thing is this. people steal my shit, pirate it. And it's because of what I do. I do it thoroughly. I provide an environment where you're going to learn. I went to school for this shit. I got a master's degree, teaching and learning with technology. And this computer shit is all technology. The customer that they steal when they pirate my shit, that customer's going to see that they got fucked. They're going to see it because the motherfuckers can't answer questions. And they used to being able to hit me, not they, but everybody is used to being able to hit me. And even if I talk shit, you can at least hit me and get your question answered. That's the big deal. That's the big thing. I'm complete. When you fuck with me, I'm complete. So what I'm saying is, thanks to my hard work, thanks to this game, I was able to put in the course information that will definitely need explaining. And if you ain't got that goddamn game, you ain't going to be able to explain it. Because whoever you talking to is going to hear the bullshit. Because if they got the course pirated or not, it certainly tells you some shit. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I care, but who gives a fuck? They ain't doing nothing but promoting me to me. Now, what do you think them motherfuckers going to do when they can't get their questions answered? They can want to come to the source. So what I'm saying is, them pirating-ass bastards, they making me money because they promoting me. At least that's the way I look at it, so that I don't want to kill them motherfuckers. The vast majority of dudes that I fuck with are stand-up motherfuckers. Period. Even if they're lacking in a certain area, they basically have all been trustworthy motherfucking men. Then there are those who buy my shit and try to bootleg it. You know, Steve Dean warned me about that shit when I first talked to him maybe 8 years ago. Man, you know, blah, blah, blah. Man, they can't steal my shit. What the fuck, man? But I'm talking shit like that. And he said, bud, fuck it. They gonna do it. It's the internet. So once you accept that, fuck a motherfucker stealing your shit. They ain't stopping me from rolling. What I'm saying is, I know for a fact, shit you don't earn ain't gonna help you. Period. That's one of the first things that I express when the motherfuckers get the course. Oh, you know, I didn't know before a few days ago or whatever. But I've been prepared for thieves. I've been prepared for thieves since I started this shit. So what I'm saying is, have at it, motherfucking pirate. I don't give a fuck. You ain't stopping me. Because you don't know what I know. And what I know is what a motherfucker that wanna get laced wanna know. All you know is how to sell some shit. So what I'm saying is this. I'm trying to stay away from shit. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to get no law. Well, I might if I have to. But it don't never really be that big. But what I'm saying is, it seems as if I'm always in some kind of shit. Kind of remind me of what my partner Tay. Listen, this is true. My motherfucking partner Tay used to call me shit-starting bud. And I admit, even back in the 80s, man, you better not motherfucking say no punk shit around me. I'm finna start some shit. We ain't gonna fight. But I mean, it's gonna be, you gonna have to stand up, and you gonna have to, like, we gonna have to touch chesses These motherfucking Facebook motherfuckers and social media motherfuckers, they used to seek me out. They sought me out to try to kick it with me, spit with me, or whatever. And once they seen they couldn't, they become unhinged and just do anything in their power to try to stop my message. 3 times I've had motherfuckers call YouTube and Facebook and make a complaint about me that got me shut down. And I ain't did none of the shit. But they say I'm whatever, saying some kind of negative shit I shouldn't say. And sometimes in my titles, when I say bitches are fucked up, to them, they ain't got to look at the video. They already see what I said right there. So, yeah, let's cut this motherfucker off. All right, man, cut me off. So what? That don't stop me from selling my program. That don't stop me from teaching at Sidewalk University. It only stopped me from doing videos. So, what I'm saying is ain't no stopping my black ass. Either, you know, get aboard, come aboard, and let's see what we can do. Because, excuse me, what I'm saying is since these motherfuckers have little to no power, basically none, they end up doing what all them motherfuckers do, which is make a fucking damn fool of themselves. I got to drink some water. They make a fool of themselves trying to disclaim my goddamn accomplishment. Another thing you don't know, that's why I talk so much shit. I'm exposed. So whatever I'm saying, I gotta do. Or motherfuckers is not gonna believe in me. But you get motherfuckers that be trying to disclaim my accomplishment. And no matter as much as I brag and make known what I'm, you know, gonna do or what I have done, I can't see how anyone can even look at themselves in the mirror and say that I'm a fraud. I just can't see it. But some motherfuckers will go as far as to support a pedophile nigga. They'll go as far as to support a known pedophile motherfucker. And, you know, I shouldn't really expect any more than I see from them fucking assholes. Now, if you frequented my page, you know, in the past couple of years, you know, you saw what I had to deal with. That shit never stopped. 3-4 times a year, some motherfucker want to deny me my prize. And when those fools stop menstruating, they be all right because they see you can have whatever you want to have and you can say whatever you want to say, but you ain't stopping me. I got a machine. And the machine is moving. You can't stop it. The only thing you can do is fuck with me if, I think that shit is fucking me, but it ain't. Because what I'm saying is, I'm talking about this dude, and I'm saying, I just feel sad for dudes like this fool. Now, last week, this fool hit me. And he was a Learjet pilot. And he started talking hella shit. Whoa. Not last week, last month. And I fuck this nigga. But then he hit me last week. And he was a big wig at IBM. I guess he didn't think I even would remember he hit me before. And then he wants you all to forfeit your right to get my course because he's bought it and he want to sell it bootleg. Now, what's really amazing is that he told me that that's what he was going to do. And I say, what Learjet pilot would do some shit like that? Now, you wonder why I go so hard on these fake motherfuckers. Because they have nothing better to do in their lives than to try to bring me down to their size. And I'm so happy the majority of you motherfuckers that listen to me know that shit is impossible. You can say some shit that I did or didn't do, and it can be right and kind of negative on me, but it ain't gonna motherfucking bring me down. Fuck, I reserve the right to air. Ain't that a bitch? So what I'm saying, motherfuckers can't bring me down. It's impossible for them motherfuckers to hate so much, for them motherfuckers to have so much about me to hate. They show me on my dick, on my shows, watching my videos. You know, kind of remind me of some of the hoes I had that wanted a reprieve. You know, once that bitch get bitten by my motherfucking ass, she's hooked, caught in these motherfucking dudes speaking to me. They be caught, you know, like a little broad, and they can't get me off their mind. So they got to troll me for like 6 months. Then, to impress me, they tell one lie after another about who they are. All the while, just talking to you, telling me who you really are. I don't need to motherfucking be with you, looking in your face, to know who you are. I can hear what you're saying. And this dude was a pathetic brother who couldn't decide which lie that he wanted to be. And I noticed when a brother capped on that motherfucker, as one of the threads he had, because he had Sherlock Holmes as his status pick. Somebody capped on him about it. He changed it to this muscle man immediately, this big muscle man. Well, I'm saying, nigga, why don't you put your motherfucking picture up there? Why are you putting all these whatever images? So I'm saying, if you don't, you hide behind the computer, which is okay. Go ahead on and hide. You know, we all have an idea. Not an idea, but we all know who you are, what the fuck you look like anyway. So, right now at SWU, the semester is like in the end. March 31st is going to be the last day. I'm really proud of this group. It looks like I'm going to get 10 graduates, maybe 11. But I'm not sure. I might not get that. But what I'm saying is, in a way, March is the point in the year where you, even if you're not in SW, you should be reevaluating what you've decided to do this year. And if you've done what you should be doing, you all point and rock for you. But if you're lacking in any area, you got to do yourself a favor and you got to enroll in the Sidewalk University. This upcoming semester starts on April 1st. March is also, you know, the month that the first semester of the year ends. So you got to, if that's the case, give yourself 90 days to see major improvements in all areas of your life. You know, at Sidewalk University, we don't focus on catching women. We focus on taking care of our thoughts. We focus on taking care of our thoughts on being what women want. And as long as you're what women want, the rest is kind of easy. Sidewalk University is awaiting you so that we can lace you with what it takes to be you, the you that you know you are. Because it's funny, you know, what a motherfucker will say to hate on me. 701, what's up, brother? 701, what's going on?
Hey, OG, what's going on, man? This is D, man. You know, I didn't even know I was on the air, man. How you been, man? It's been a minute.
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Man, I was trying to get this Cash App thing, man. I was trying to bless you with something, man. I can't get to it, man. I don't fuck with Cash App, but I'm gonna see my little thing to PayPal, man. I wanna bless you with something nice, man. You know I got nothing but love for you, man. This is D. I hope you remember my voice, man.
Yeah, D. I thought I recognized your voice, you motherfucker. I barely can understand what you're saying, man.
Hey, OG, guess what?
What, man? Where's your three questions?
I know you was gonna say that. You know me fucking with you.
Hey,
hey, what's up?
Come on here without asking your fucking three questions.
Hey,
if you don't ask three questions, you fine, then you gotta send me $300.
Listen.
You gotta send me $300, man, or you gotta ask your three questions.
Hey, I fucking ready to send you my stimulus check, man.
Hey, man, fuck a stimulus check. I'm going to be stimulated.
Hey, check it out, though.
By you hitting me with that 300.
OG, check this out, though, real quick.
Oh, man, what's your fucking question?
Hey, you know me fuck with you, me listen to you. You know I'm fuck with that Tequila Quavo right now, man. I'm fuck with that Quavo, man.
Only motherfucker can fuck with Quavo is an American-born motherfucking nigga. A motherfucker from anywhere else, this shit gonna fuck him up.
Hey, OG, that shit is so smooth, man. I'm like, OG, Quavo is so smooth like a motherfucker, man. I'm like, this nigga Rosebud.
All right, goddammit, D, I'm finna block your motherfucking ass if you don't
ask your question. OG, check this out. Before you block me, check this out. Before you block me. Hey, OG, man, you know, I'm about to bless you $40, man. You know, you're going to get your Quavo with some swish, man. It's your last view, OG. I'm going to hit you up on PayPal, OG.
I'm looking for my $40, man. God,
I'm
going to
hit you on PayPal, man, you know. Listen, on that little note, I'm going to put swisher and tequila. On that little note, I'm going to put swisher and tequila. OG,
hey,
I'm going to holler at you before you...
I'm a motherfucker. When I have a drink that I bought with that 40, I'm a toast your motherfucking ass, goddammit,
Steve. OG, I'ma holler at you before you spray me with your double bear Uzi, man. I know you got your double bear Uzi with you. I'ma holler at you.
All right, bro.
I love you, nigga. I love you, OG.
I love you, man. Me too. So, what I'm saying, where I'm coming from as far as Sidewalk University, you know, everybody want to learn how to catch women. No one wants to learn about themselves. They think they're boring. They think they ain't this. They think, what I'm saying is, unless you know who the fuck you are, how the fuck you going to catch a bitch that you ain't never seen? Otherwise, you want a 10 bitch. You don't know who she is. You don't know what race she is. You don't even know where she's going to be. And if you thought you knew where she was going to be, you don't even know what time she's going to be there. So how can you be looking for this bitch? That's a lost cause. You can't find a motherfucker you don't know who you're looking for. That's why all you supposed to do is be ready to catch. You ain't supposed to be looking for no goddamn bitch. But when you stumble across one, you ready to catch up on the fly. Woo. So we want to be what women want. And instead of people actually accepting that that's a such thing, you know, they saw all kinds of things that hate on me. And why these motherfuckers insist on following me every video, and then every blue moon they say something, it just don't make any sense to me. All they do is say lies about me. I don't really care. I do care, or else I wouldn't be talking about it. Because I hate people that not understand me or misrepresent what I'm doing. Fools comment on all I say, and get this, none of them have any reputable references. They can't reference any person in any arena to vouch for. Anyone who has access to my YouTube videos, actually anyone have access to my video, but I just wish I could choose my audience. If I could choose who can see it, I would never allow the motherfuckers to talk the bullshit come on there. But then again, I wouldn't really be me then. Because I want to hear the goddamn complaints and all the bullshit, because it makes me be me. It makes me be me. And if you look at any of them motherfucking hating motherfuckers' comments, they'll cuss me out, they call me a fraud, and they have no proof. And all to say, in the end, that they're sorry. And they say shit like, something's not true, and have to take it out on someone. That was this fool's last comment. And the motherfucker's so weak, he used innocent people to help make his false points about it. I'm just saying, fellas, when you have to live through this kind of shit, I'm just saying, why do these motherfuckers have such hatred for me? Well, because they blame me for whoever they look up to, their idol, getting found out. It's not really on me, but since I am bringing the most truth to you, mothers, I can see them thinking it's me. But what I'm saying is shit. Oh, my God. What, Nina? What do you need?
Are you on the show?
Yes. What do you need?
Can you call me?
Nina, what do you need?
I need to pay my warrant so I don't go to jail.
What fucking warrant?
Well, you know, I have to pay courts every month.
How much?
$6 for voter scheduling. I'm supposed to have a job by then, but I didn't, and I only have $225 left on it. But if it...
So what, you need $100? You need the cash, or you need...
No, I can pay it over the phone.
So when are you going to do it?
Yeah, I'll do it now.
Well, I ain't going to give it to you now because you're interrupting me.
Yeah, well,
love me my ass. I'm going to fucking give it to you. I'm going to make sure you have it in the next hour or so, but get out of here.
Okay, I'll keep it on the show.
Silly ass girl. You so stupid. I got you, though.
I love you.
I got you. All right. I'm sorry, you guys. But the thing about me, these guys praise false idols. And these false idols get busted. They have shit in their past that they've been hiding, I would only imagine. So I really did pimp my motherfucking ass off. I really did make a name for myself. And I did that by doing shit within the boundaries of the game. Motherfuckers talk shit. Any motherfucker that, you know, say they don't know me, ain't blah, 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 they lying. and if they ain't lying, they ain't really about the game. So what I'm saying is this. I made my name or reputation by doing shit, not just talking shit, because I talk hella shit, but I do the shit I'm talking. And people, you know, think all they have to do is deny anything I say. And it's supposed to make me look bad. But no. They don't ever realize by the motherfucker lying and jocking me, real motherfuckers only get a clearer view of who that sucker is. Suckers will always find a reason to hate on me. That nigga, Delicious. Man, for just forever, he just hating on me. Talking all kind of goddamn shit. Oh, wow, it was a mess. Lying on me. Why? Because them motherfuckers can't match the real shit that I've done and I'm doing. I talk about my past, but I don't use my past to be who I am now. Shit, I use what I do now to be who I am now. That's why I'm a big old motherfucking square. I ain't scared to say it. I ain't got no fucking hoes. Shit. You motherfucking, my shows are about confidence. And they're not mandatory. You listen because you want to, not because I force you to listen. So, my point is, all you motherfuckers need to grow the fuck up. You motherfuckers who have anything to say, plus or minus, it don't matter to me. You should grow a pair of motherfucking nuts to speak up on my shows, on my videos. Call in. Say whatever the fuck you really believe. I ain't scared. I just hate to read this shit. Because who the fuck am I going to get to talk to? And I'm reading some bullshit. Just grow a motherfucking pair of nuts, man. Speak your punk ass up. So what does it matter to me? That you coward ass motherfuckers stop being cowards and speak your mind. What does it matter to me? I don't fucking know. But I know it would make me feel hella better to know that I'm dealing with motherfuckers that can stand on their own fucking shit. I can take it. You ain't got to be light on me. I can motherfucking take it. I'm like the army, like the military. I'm looking for a few good men to carry the motherfucking torch of manhood to all corners of the fucking world. Now, you do know you listen to the confessions of an older gentleman, don't you? It took me this long to admit to you guys, but it actually took this long for this many years to go by before I could admit to you guys that I got a whole bunch of motherfucking problems. When I was born, there was a little tablet that mysteriously appeared in my crib. I was too young to read it, and it would disappear. But this tablet would mysteriously appear in different times. During my toddler years and on to my, you know, preschool years and on to the elementary school years. And once I was old enough to read and understand that motherfucking tablet, a bell went off in my head. And I have kept that bell. It was like an epiphany. And I've kept that epiphany alive ever since I had it. And it read, young man, you will live an extravagant life. filled with the luxuries and activities only reserved for a few. Young man, you will also one day leave all of that behind because you have a greater calling. Those luxuries were only a pittance to the luxury you will experience if you follow through with this task. Then they said, you've been chosen to be the Pied Piper for the lost men in the years after 2000. You will not realize this is tasked to you until the last day of your 62nd year of life. And you will have until the end of the year 2001 to prepare. You see, I'm a Klingon, and I've been sent to Earth to help Earthlings see that Klingon, the Klingon mentality, is the mentality all you motherfuckers should have. Loosely translated, that said, Klingon motherfuckers gonna fuck. We do that shit, man. Klingon for life. That's what that shit said. Now, what you can do, and what I would like for you to do, since you motherfuckers ain't calling, you know, I guess I'll leave now because I really want to be on for 2 hours because I've been up all night. That's why I'm fucking around right now. I've been up all night. I want some money, too. So, shit, I don't give a fuck, but I love what I'm doing, and I want you guys to support me. I mean, you don't really have to send me $100. 50 is cool, though. 25 is cool. 5 is cool. Anything is cool. Just support me. Shit. I'm really supporting what the fuck you trying to learn. And even though you're just sneaking crumbs, you're going to learn something just, you know, hearing the crumbs. So fuck with Bud, man. That's what I'm about. I'm gone.